thing yin and yang, bing and bang. Today, we have a duo as guests, and it's about to get messy. So, you might want to sit down for this.
Oi, sit down.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. You might want to sit down for this. I hope you're already sitting down. Have you guys had a good sit down this week?
Mm.
Have you all been sitting down?
No, I haven't had the time to sit down, to be honest.
I think I want a lie flat.
Yeah.
You want a lie?
Yeah. I think after this, Belle and I will just be horizontal for a while.
Oh.
We're very tired.
Oh my gosh. Mingyu, have you had time to sit down this week?
No. This week has been crazy.
What day is it today, actually?
Today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
And it's not stopping. Okay. It's just... There's no rest for the broken. That's the saying, right?
No rest. I think the broken need to rest. There's no rest for the broken.
Speaking for the broken, I think going ahead is also good.
I love the fact that, you know, we started with sit down because our friends that we are on the show today, this is the beginning of the Marvel crossovers, apparently.
Oh,
In our little universe, a cinematic universe called...
There's a lot to live up to.
Yes, yes.
I mean...
Nothing much now, actually.
The current Endgame now is like...
Yeah.
The bar is low.
Okay. Yeah, that's why
That's how we insulate ourselves here.
Yes, correct. Exactly.
We are here.
Everyone, let's please give a round of applause to Belle and Amanda. Oh my goodness. So,
why are you all here actually?
Yeah, why are you here actually?
What's happening?
Just to hang out.
I love Malaysian food.
What's happening? Like, what's the crossover? For everyone who has no idea... Like myself, what's going on actually?
I think by the time this pod comes out, right, there will be a new show on Takeaway that you guys might or might not have seen, and it's called
Messy and We Mean It.
Yeah, they've been practicing that for a long time. I didn't want to say.
So I'm assuming both of you are the
hosts.
Yes. It'd be weird if it wasn't, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I would, what we would be
doing
here.
Why would we be inviting both of them to do that call
out?
You
guys are
just
out.
Like the press PR.
Four episodes in so far, right? Four episodes now.
Counting the practice episode?
And then maybe six.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You know, there were two episodes that we kind of were like, we can do better. We can do better than this. Yeah, we weren't feeling it.
Okay.
But we're getting there, right?
Nice. Congrats, ladies, on the launch of the new podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think before that, you know, if you have watched their podcast or you're going to watch, expect a different energy compared to sit down. These girls are a whole different league of their own. Today, we just want to talk about...
But for everyone who's like, you know, not watching this, right? Actually, we haven't introduced who they are.
Yeah, that's why. We're going to talk about who you guys are, introduce you guys a bit.
I will assume that everyone should know.
All right.
I mean, let's get some background.
We actually know these girls for quite some time.
Too long.
Oh my gosh.
And you see it like it's a bad thing.
No, sorry.
Yeah, Mingyu, who you know first and who you know where?
I knew Belle first.
Wow.
And it's been, I want to say 10 years now already.
Is it?
It has already been 10 years.
So you guys might knew you were 10. Oh my God, guys.
No.
That's a math you can expect on the show, guys. They are not math tuition at this point.
It's not.
10 years.
Yeah, I think we've definitely known each other for 10 years now. And I've known Amanda quite a long time as well. We met through my ex.
7, 8 years now?
Yeah. Also almost 10 years already.
Yeah, but we met them in totally different worlds.
Yeah,
right.
No.
Yeah.
And then there was a crossover.
Yes.
Also there for.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
If there's anything we can assure people today, right? Yeah. Is if you are in Singapore and if you're in KL, don't think that your circles of friends are too far apart. Mm. I just want to say first, right? Belle.
Depends who you hang out with. If you hang out with like Jen Hao, then I think that maybe the circle's different.
Yeah, actually, I wish I knew more people.
I wish I hung out with Jen Hao.
Yeah.
But when at the start though, like Amanda, 10 years ago, we did a bit.
I mean, I met Jen Hao like a few times and his wife Debbie. They're really nice people.
They're
there's no crossover there.
Oh, what were you saying, Belle?
We met Jen Hao,
years
ago.
Yeah, of course, you all live in Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
Jen Hao actually came over to the playground. The first playground that we all shot in.
Yeah.
And we were shooting stuff in that playground.
In our old house.
That video never got released.
What happened?
I just didn't make it.
No, we don't have it. I don't have this video.
That's what we're here for.
No, but shout out to that time. I think Aaron was in Wild Banana.
Yeah, they were still Wild Banana.
Yeah, he brought this like kid over. And yeah, Jen Hao was a kid at that time. That was my first memories of that. Yeah. But talking about first memories, I remember going to Singapore for the earlier part of it. And that's how we met Belle. I think it was more the fact that her Instagram name was Belly Welly Jelly. And I thought she was a clothing brand.
At least you never say like jelly brand, you know?
Yeah.
Some people thought I opened like
a shop. I was going to say like food, like jelly
shop.
Cake.
Oh, no. Because in my mind, it was sense. Like the jelly bean, like jelly, I don't know. There's a shoe brand or something like that. Like I don't
Melissa
know.
Melissa jelly shoes.
Something like something that, like right? That. Like a, or like a soft toy brand.
She said that brand, I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
Melissa
one,
jelly
the
shoes.
The one that has like the very strong smell when you walk into the store, walk past the store.
Like the plastic smell.
Yeah. Plastic with like a scent.
We were a lot of things to learn. Like I didn't know it's a thing.
We are very poor revelations. Amanda is not poor because she's no longer just a Malaysian.
Yes. Yes.
But we'll talk about that later.
Yes. I feel poor.
Okay.
Especially after having a kid. How about that?
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Oh, I feel it. I feel it.
Amanda's a mom.
Oh yeah. So long story. I think long story short, wow, we've known each other for almost a decade. We are going into the decade.
Yeah, yeah.
They're lovely people.
Lovely.
I dare say at this point, Belle is actually Malaysian in the Singaporean body.
Definitely.
At this point. Amanda was a Malaysian trying to go to Singapore.
I want to know, how the heck did you guys decide? You looked at each other and you're like, I think we should
Do a podcast
again. Like honestly, this pairing is wild. When I heard it, I was like,
why?
Are we talking about the same people? Are these two groups, like how, do y'all hang out a lot, number one?
We genuinely do.
That's mad. If they didn't hang out, me, you,
people start and they don't hang out with each other.
Yeah. Okay. No. We definitely hang out with each other.
Okay.
But it's not on camera. We don't like do stories.
We are always like probably looking
like shit.
Like, like please, never wash
come
face
to
kind.
My house, Never shower. Just
yes,
come to my
just
house.
Eat butter
meat. This never shower thing has been going on for a bit already this morning.
Crazy. We're not going to say anything. We're not going to say anything. Yeah.
I don't want to say. Oh yeah, so
but we brush our teeth.
Yeah, the bare minimum. It's the bare minimum, I would say.
You know what? We accept people for who they are.
Yeah, truly.
At all levels of hygiene.
Yeah, yeah. Right? No, but talk me through this. Yeah, like what were y'all doing that y'all like, hey, should.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was during the pandemic. And I think during the pandemic, a lot of people were like, let's start a podcast. Let's start a podcast, right?
Let's do.
Yeah.
No, we started before, Minghan.
No, but you guys did, right?
We read it.
But Belle and I, we were like, okay, let's start a podcast. And we were going back and forth for a long time. I think this has been in discussion for, I want to say, 2 or 3 years now.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
But we, I don't know.
It didn't happen?
It didn't happen. Yeah. Our schedules were just too busy. She was traveling a lot. I was traveling a lot. And then after the borders opened, I think we kind of just forgot about it.
Yep.
Until she called me. She was like, hey.
I reconnected with him. When I came back to KL, I was like, we will hang out. And then I was like, you know what? Belle and I actually want to start a podcast. Mm. So we spoke about this and he's like, yeah, let's talk about it more.
Yeah.
So when I spoke to her about it, and I mean, Belle has a personal relationship with you guys, right? Yeah. So I think she felt safe to do it finally. I felt safe, obviously. Mm-hmm, that's why we spoke about it. Mm-hmm. And here we are, you know.
And I get to spend time with friends.
It's pretty
cool. It's so cool, right?
I've never seen you this much.
That's actually
in the
true.
Past 10 years.
I know.
It's crazy. Yes, it's amazing.
Sometimes
it's
maybe like once
for
a year.
To come
it really
yes,
is.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty nice. And the name of this show, Messy and We Mean It. What the F does that mean?
Like, you guys think Menu is interviewing that? No, he's genuinely asking
questions. I have
questions.
No idea. I also want to know. Like, what is the name?
Okay, you know, in short, it's Mommy, M-A-W-M-I.
That's crazy.
Sounds cute, yeah?
It so happened. It so happened
it just
to
so
get
happened.
It. It so happened to get it. Okay,
So, I think it's just basically two girls getting together and talking about their life. Not so much about giving advice. Giving advice, but just sharing and being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's tough, just, man.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
after like speaking for 4 episodes,
it's
so tough.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to write down my feelings and share about them rather than just sitting here and
vocalizing
talking
about it,
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. I like the honesty here.
Yeah.
But for everyone who also doesn't know, the reason why I feel like the stories transcend normal people, because you both have very interesting lives.
Mm.
You guys meet a lot of people. You guys travel a lot. Mm. Your line of work puts you in
very unusual situations.
Yeah, very unusual situations.
Between life and work, right? Both you ladies are you cover so many different things.
Mm.
And actually, that's true. One of the initiatives to like consider this show was that I think both of you share the same beliefs in what work and being real with what you don't know in life is. Mm-hmm. Hence the title, Messy and You Mean It. Right?
Because life is actually quite messy.
So the messy part isn't like a physical, like...
Could be.
Oh,
could
it's be. Also a physical mess.
I mean, like, it could be like showering three like times a day.
The mess that we... Wow.
The mess in our
that
lives.
That we call life. Yeah.
Yes, the mess in like our lives, that. The mess in our head, the mess in our hearts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, we might not solve all of it, to be honest.
I love
but
that.
Honestly, we're like all that. Working through it, right? Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what makes us human.
If I dare say, kill me if I'm wrong, right?
Okay.
One big theme,
shit,
right? That like we always talk about with Belle, and now that since you've experienced the life on over the causeway, right? Mm-hmm. Is that whenever we go to Singapore, and I talk to Belle, I talk to my Singaporean friends about this, there's always that need, right? To look like you got everything together. Yeah. Like, you know what you're going to do next. My life is hustle. Yeah. I'm working towards that. And then I meet Belle, and I meet like you, and it's just like, actually, no, we all just really faking it till we make it at some point.
But here's the thing. Yeah. On our social media platforms, we would never actually admit that.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know, there's just something so scary about being vulnerable and raw.
Cannot say I don't know. Cannot say I don't know this. I cannot do that. Is it?
What do you mean?
Like, you cannot admit to people that actually I might be wrong about this. I'm not sure what I'm doing about this. But that's what I felt like. And that's what stood out to me when you guys were talking about being vulnerable. Mm. Because I think, for example, Belle... Yes, yes.
Oh, no. You can finish your point first.
Oh, like Belle, for example, right? I know a lot of our friends look up to the hustle that you have in like on your Instagram. Belle is like golden girl Instagram, right? Like the hustle culture. She
like
was
the
everywhere,
pinnacle
right?
Of,
yeah.
you know, Singapore yeah. influencer.
One day Singapore, next day Paris.
Oh my God.
And then next day,
KL.
KL, yeah. Yeah. Like, I think what stood out to me and what really drove it home was, hey, you guys wanted to be intentional about sharing with like, actually, we have no idea. We're just really making it up as we go. Yes, me.
So my question here, I'm a big fan of vulnerability. I think it's great. But also, there is a trend nowadays where vulnerability has become its own brand. So there's a lot of creators that bank on the vulnerability.
Mm.
How do you guys draw the line? Or like, because when you're too vulnerable, right, it becomes an act. Because you're only like, because you know that, oh my God, people are really engaging in me when I cry. I'm going to cry all the time.
Okay.
Where are we at on that
there
spectrum?
There is that side.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
We haven't gone there yet.
Okay.
We're still there.
When the season dips,
we are still trying.
Then
you come
start,
back. Come back. Okay. So the conversations between her and I now, before every episode, before we even banter about the topics that we want to come up with, is, Belle, we have to be vulnerable and raw and we have to be brave.
Yeah.
So that is the talk that we give each other and to ourselves.
Okay.
So I don't think we've veered into that
not
category
yet,
where
yet.
We're like, this is me. When we do get there,
it's actually
I will
really
let you
scary.
Know. Huh?
Like,
is
I'm
scary?
Unpacking trauma from like when I was in my 20s.
Mm.
That's a bit scary to talk about. It's like the kind of conversations that I have with Amanda at home in our pajamas, having ice cream, you know, that kind of thing. And Amanda and I are very different.
Yeah.
So,
like she showers, women, right?
Hey,
I shower. She doesn't shower.
I shower up, man. To excuse me.
Yeah, hey.
I just,
shit. Okay.
My friends.
But yeah. Like so that I think that I like in a nutshell is what stood out to me about what you guys wanted to do in the show. Because I was telling you as well, we all like we've got a lot of gurus in the scene right now.
Man, we're not here to be gurus. I think that's really that is such a high pedestal to put yourself on. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I do listen to gurus, but I think it's something that you have to earn. Right? And I would never call myself a guru. I personally have a spiritual guru who I really look up to, who I seek advice from. And what I'm here is really just to share what I did to get through that.
Yeah.
And not it's not going to apply to everybody. Everybody is different. Everybody's values are different. Everybody's personality circumstances are different. But I think it's really just to put it out there that, hey, I think we are all just on this planet as human beings. And this is a part of our journey. You might relate to it or you might not. But it's just telling you that it's not easy for everyone, love basically.
Belle,
you know?
You gonna say something?
It's tough.
Okay.
If you guys, I mean, obviously, this is like a sample of it. You know?
Love it.
I think by this time, if you guys want
to
go and check
it
out.
I can't wait to be a guest on the show.
Okay.
Oh,
I want to wear pajamas and talk.
What do you want to talk about?
Do we have space?
Hey, man. Whatever. I'm a vessel.
Oh god.
And I am just filled up to the brim.
Let's dig deep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm ready.
So Messi and Mina should be out already.
Yeah.
These ladies also live very colorful lives. Woo. So I think it's a very interesting meeting point.
Yeah, compared to me and I, we're very boring.
So
if you guys want some stories, like not just like, oh, I went to the other event that day. Mm. No, these girls, they've lived, man.
Speaking about stories.
Oh shit.
It would not be a sit down moment if we don't talk about what Messi is.
Damn.
There's an episode where Belle already recorded about one of the messiest times of her life that a flock of pigeons have graced upon her.
Oh my god.
But we're talking about mess, right? And it would be great to know, like, what is your messiest story ever? Like, the biggest mess you're in. It can be a metaphorical mess. It can be a physical mess. It can be all kinds of messes. Do you have a messy story? And the kind of mess that you can put up. Okay, are you guys messy people? Are you organized people?
Depends.
Like, I am a very hygienic person. Like, I must wipe everything.
Shower at least two times a day.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, the shower thing has to stop.
Should we give them a little bit of a backstory?
I mean, I think...
After showering?
No.
We're
not talking about the showering. Stop. But if you want to, you can.
They're not selling any shower water. Okay. Just want to say, okay? No, I think it was was it Julian? Was it the third episode in that the bird story?
Yes, oh, you're gonna watch the third episode.
Okay, okay. We can give them a teaser, but you guys can hop over to your part.
Yo, just go and watch the episode.
Oh, just go. Okay,
it's funny. That one's funny.
That's funny.
Every time I tell my friends, they laugh.
Yeah, I would guess so, because it's insane. Like, really, that day I was telling them, right, if that happened to me, right, I really question God love me or not, you know.
Really, I would laugh. I love laughing at such situations. I'm like, oh my god. God.
Yeah.
okay.
I look down.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is mad. Okay, mess. You wanna get the ball rolling? I know Mingyu has some really amazing poop stories.
I don't know which. Have I told these on the podcast?
Just as a disclaimer, on our show, mess does not mean poop.
Okay. Yeah, no. It, on our show, it means poop.
But I feel like you guys have a very wrong misconception of our show. It's not about poop.
No.
It's actually the mess of life.
Yeah. We actually record your show. We record
I'm not
your show.
Anymore. No, I mean, like the engagement rate just kind of.
Our set is actually, we found a toilet, we got two toilet bowls inside, and they just sit on the toilet bowl and record the whole show.
That would be quite funny.
Yeah, after that, we need to sign up for medical insurance.
Shit, you need to put a shower on top. Also.
No, becomes a different show. Stop!
Oh,
Belle obviously doesn't think ahead when it comes to a lot of visuals.
Amanda, why don't you kick us off? Like,
what's a great mess now?
I'm not gonna lie, like, when you ask that question, at the top of my head, I don't have anything. Mm. I just feel like my whole life has been one big mess.
Wow.
You know?
Oh, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And it's still a mess.
It's still a mess. Yes. I still feel very overwhelmed by everything that's happened to me. Okay, when I say everything that's happened to me, in the past 2 weeks, a lot has happened. Okay, like, I had a helper run away, you know. My helper ran away, and it was a huge, like, emotional thing because the stability of my house was gone, and then I had to go and travel, and then my husband had to go and travel. So it's just all very overwhelming. And then a lot of work started coming in. How do you find that good balance? My brain is just really a mess right now. So I think lately what I've been trying to do is just really not let these thoughts overwhelm me and just get through it day by day.
Shucks, you guys are so meaningful. I was just going to say, like, one of the craziest messes I deal with now is changing diapers. And I got some stuck in my nose because I didn't realize. You can't get rid of it. I don't know what is it smell. Why you cannot wash it off? It just stays. Sorry,
happens to me.
Maybe
as well,
you need to wash your nose properly.
No, I do.
Sorry,
I do.
On this side of the chair.
But no, messy. Yeah. Okay, so on that note, if you're talking about personal life mess, you can go watch that show. Because we're not here for that here.
Okay.
They're not there.
They're not there. We want to keep it like we want to keep it like light and bobby
breezy
and bouncy.
Okay.
So I'll just keep the ball rolling. One of the best messes I've been in is I decided to park my car at the side of the road one day. Normal day at college. And my biggest mess was I got back to my car. Someone stole stuff. But he didn't steal just anything. He stole my tire. Not just my tire, he stole my axle to the tire as well.
That's crazy.
So I can't even change my tire. So you know the tire, usually people steal the tire.
It sounds personal. This person did not want
this
you to leave.
This was a hate crime.
But yeah, it was a hate crime.
This was
but
a hate
he,
crime.
He leave, he's very nice. He leave me 3 bricks there. So I can balance my car.
Nice.
So He's mad.
He didn't need to, but he did.
Yeah. I would understand if you break the window and take my laptop, you know. You took my whole tire. Like, how do you take? What equipment do you need?
But why only one? Why stop at one?
I don't know. Question. Yeah, if you already had so much effort to lift my car, right? He didn't just take the rubber. He didn't take the rim. He took the whole attachment of the tire. I had no attachment in my back right, back left. It was to a point where they cannot even tow my car properly because I got nothing to tow it on.
So
yeah. So that's it. Yeah. Serious, serious.
Shit, I'm just trying to figure out how you got to fix the car.
Oh, they had to bring a whole... They bought the truck over. No, I had to get a truck. Not the tow truck, you know, the truck where they push the car on.
Yeah.
And they strap the car on.
Yeah.
Then they take me to something. But the best part about that is the mess story starts there because after my car came back, someone broke into my car to steal stuff.
Man. It's the same guy.
It's 100%. I think so. It's the area.
It's following you, man.
But the best area is this?
It's actually in Damansara Heights.
Shit.
I used to go to college to help, which was in Damansara Heights area. Yeah. So the best part was after they broke into my car, obviously you need to go do police report. So I'm like, hey, why not? I'm really going to make a police report.
Then
I went and drive to the police station. But it was lunchtime. Drive, lunch, police station. Okay, I want to make a police report. I think it should be fine. Oh, I'm hungry. Hold on. Let me stop at the side of the road again. And I just run over, tapau some fried rice and I come back. So I went tapau fried rice, I come back. Someone broke into my car again and my other window was gone.
100% hit.
And then my whole bag is gone. My laptop was gone. Everything was gone. So when I went to the police station, I had 3 reports to make at the same time.
Yes.
And that was a great mess.
You need to mandi bunga already.
Mandi bunga is what?
Yeah.
Like cleansing. Oh, this was many years ago. I feel like the bunga that I mandi was the glass of my window screen. But yeah, it was a great
time. This one you cannot twice.
Yeah. But like these are the messes in life that I feel it's a mess. Physically, like I do have a very, this is just a really weird pivot. I got a lot of dust allergies, so I can't really deal with physical mess. I don't know about you guys, but I think I have one corner of my house where I just pack all the mess and you stay there and you don't see it. But everywhere else, I think...
Pretty clean. Yeah. I get allergies as well. It's pretty bad. Like
but
sinus.
But the only thing that I can't control now is I got a baby who don't know how to use the toilet.
Nice.
So mess is waking up in the morning and then like she want to jump on you. Papa, let's play, right? Jump. What's that smell? And then like, oh, I got brown buttons on my shirt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it happens.
Nice, literally.
My new baby know how to move a diaper.
Oh.
To scratch her bum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when she moves the diaper a bit, then she doesn't move it back. And then when she doesn't move it back, it's painting time for the whole family.
What is it called? Shit.
Smear?
Shit.
Picasso?
Tsunami. Shit. Tsunami.
Oh, thank
poop
God.
Tsunami.
Yeah, the one that rides up the back, right? Sorry, okay, I'm not going to go into much baby stories.
Picasso.
Yeah.
Bell, do you have a messy story?
I got so many.
Let's hear some.
The funniest one is the one in episode 3.
Okay. But what other, like when you think of the word mess right now, what's a recent mess that comes to mind? Or like the one that bubbles up?
Even this morning, I felt like that.
Oh my God! Mena,
What led her to not shop?
Tell us what happened. Tell us what the F happened, Belle.
This morning?
Yeah.
So, normally I come to KL in a car.
Okay.
But this time I decided... a private hire car. But this time I decided to take the plane.
Okay.
Then at the end of the day, I just realized that it took the same amount of time.
Yep.
I had to be stuck in many queues.
Yep.
Stuck in a lot of jams. Couldn't sleep well. And I came here and I realized that I still smell like the airport. So that's why they keep talking about my showering habits. I smell very nice, okay.
Yes.
And I think...
Yes.
Yeah, I think the perfume is still... Never mind.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Yes.
And then what happened? You kind of missed the whole part.
Yeah.
The main part is that
the mess that you left.
Yes.
No, the mess that I left is that our filming time was at 10:30.
Yeah.
I reached at 11:45.
That's right.
Yes.
We went for breakfast.
So they went for breakfast without me, but Eddie got me coffee.
So what we really want...
Which tastes like chicken essence.
So what we really want to share with Singaporeans is you come to KL, right? Actually, don't fly to KL, eh? Seriously.
Can you give me the contact for this private hire car?
Oh, yeah, very good.
Yeah, I can. I have the private hire.
But I think it's like, 3 times the price of our ticket?
Okay.
Yeah.
Depends. If you have more than one person, it's worth it.
Yes. Yeah. If you're going alone,
okay.
Cool. Maybe not. Cool. Same amount of time.
I'll take Firefly next time.
Yes.
Mm-mm. That's the closer one. But hey, I think that's life.
Mm-hmm.
Also partially because you weren't aware of what was going on in terms of timing today.
Me?
Yeah.
The mess begins when Jen goes on holiday, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Jen went on holiday.
Jen,
then
come
I was
back.
Like, I was like, where is the calendar Jen. Invite?
Can we give some context? Who is Jen?
Yeah.
So Jen is my other half, you know? I call her like my other brain cell.
Mm-hmm.
So we navigate through like my social media and my work life and every single thing.
You as well. Yeah.
Together.
Cool. That's cool.
Every single
girl.
Thing.
Mm.
Yeah, later, next time we ask her to say hi.
Yes.
Yeah. Where's
yes.
she now? Where's she now?
Now she's picking strawberries in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, looks
vibes.
Damn good.
Vibes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, she's been there for a week.
It's too long. Jen, come back. Just come back.
When
Jen.
Is she coming back?
She's coming back in a couple of days.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So
that means-
I think in about a week, I'll see her again.
Wait, that's still a long time.
Yeah, she went you on like 1 month holiday. Wow. Okay, so the rest
Have
of the year
a mess what? This whole month?
I am still hanging by a thread.
Okay, but that means no. it got quite bad.
Not really.
They plan
okay.
in,
is
they
this
plan
the
in advance.
Biggest mess so
is
far?
This the...
No, like, actually. It was
really?
Worse
Share.
Before her.
Share.
It was worse before
oh.
her.
Oh. Yeah. When so, you were trying to juggle everything.
Yes, when I was trying
own.
To juggle everything at once. So much so that my friends here gave me a button that says no.
Oh. He tells this story every time.
Yeah. Every single episode.
Yeah, so
every
you'll time. Hear this story okay, again. Okay. And maybe we should sell the button now. Yeah. I guess a lot of people
we should,
need that also.
Yeah, oh. that's much.
But I'm very tickled by the fact that Jen knew in advance to plan your month without her.
Yes.
In advance.
Yes.
So, that's responsible.
You know, yeah, yeah.
It's really responsible.
Just the small things that slip through the cracks, like flying to KLIA on a Tuesday, Wednesday morning.
I've got a question. Like when stuff like that happens, like you were mentioning as well, that you feel like life has constantly been a mess for you. Do you feel defeated sometimes when stuff like that happens?
Before this, when I was not very good at like managing my thoughts and emotions, 100%. And I will crumble. I crumble so easily. I'm my God, I'm so overwhelmed.
And
my
then
head
is like the
I
cannot
mess.
Function crumble.
I cannot function. Yeah, okay. I cannot function. And I get so overwhelmed. And then this is the part I hate the most. And I think that is the turning point for me is when I started taking it out on people. Right?
Like how? Like fist fights?
No. That was when I was a kid.
Did you know?
Okay. Like in kindergarten.
Okay.
Like, no.
That's mad. That's crazy.
Like, what do you do? You just like shout shit at people?
No lah. I mean, I will, you know, after now, I mean, you're talking about now. My husband is a big one.
Oh.
Shout out.
Poor John.
To
Love
John.
Them. Love
shout
them.
Out to John.
Okay.
But yeah, he's definitely one of my biggest, for lack of a better term, punching bags.
Yeah.
And that's not nice. That's not nice, right? I mean, after a while, you're just like, I mean, if I was on the receiving end, and I would be sick of this shit.
Yeah, okay. I like that. It's real.
See, it's so real.
Yeah.
Friends, closest friends, parents.
Okay.
And then I had a child. So do I want to continue doing this to my baby?
Wow.
Right? So yeah, I mean, that was when I realized like, yeah, okay, let's manage this better. You know, you are not a bad person.
Yeah.
You know, you just need to understand yourself better and learn how to deal with it in a way that's like more kind and more graceful to not just to yourself, but to people around you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Belle, what kind
I think I'm the opposite, man.
What happens? Are
I'm
you
that
the,
kind that I'll stack,
on?
I'll stack,
oh, God.
Yeah. As much as I can. Not that I don't
crumble.
You
don't crumble.
But that's
I will,
the worst.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of like pent up stress in me that I frown when I sleep.
Oh,
I
you're that kind.
Okay. No.
Do you grind your teeth as well? Like,
yes.
Sorry, can you give us how does that look like?
I cannot. Lie,
how do you know?
I can do it.
Like,
so I used to sleep
here.
Like this.
Yeah. Yes.
No, you know what? I got that. I call that seriously sleeping. Like you're very intense.
I need to sleep well. Yeah,
I'm
I got to work tomorrow.
You're sleeping so hard.
It's mad.
Okay. And so that would manifest in your sleep.
Yeah.
That's
but
how you actually use
I,
the word manifest,
yeah, yeah,
by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Oh, shit.
Was that a burn?
Oh,
no, like, there are certain words that trigger us.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is going to be another surrogate to a random story again.
No,
but hey, we're here
correct.
For the pod, right?
Okay.
We grew up in a very Christian household. So religious stuff and everything. And one of the biggest things was like outreach to like outer parts, right? So we used to only use the word manifest when it came to demon possession.
That's one of it.
But that's the extreme of it.
Yeah.
Because when this kind of spiritual thing happened to people, right?
Yeah.
Like they manifest like the symptoms of it, you know? Like,
so if you look at the
in
English,
our mind, that's manifest, you know.
Right. Okay.
In the English language, manifesting is not wishing into being.
Yeah.
It's
the manifestation.
Yeah,
of symptoms.
Manifestation is the physical embodiment of something that is within already.
Mm. Right.
It's not hoping for the future.
So have we been using it wrong in that, like, oh, let's not, manifest?
But then again, live in an era where people like to take words and make them their own.
If it means anything at this point. Yeah, but no, back to Belle's story.
Sorry, back here.
Your stress was manifesting in your sleep.
Yes. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. Yeah, it's about the same.
And like how...
She's sleeping in my house tonight, please. Oh.
She's going to wake up and like punch you.
My friends are bullying me.
You should go record her. Like for content. It's good. How do you... Do you feel like when life gets messy, what happens? Like what's your breaking point?
Me?
What has been your breaking point?
So many. I feel very heartbroken when I do not understand why the love that I give out will, what does it not be returned, but I'll get hurt back.
Wow. So they didn't just take your food. They threw it back at you. After they finish eating.
They take your food and take a shit on your floor.
Oh! See, what are you talking about? Again, this is a very specific example. Okay,
well, I have this thing where if I'm pissed off with someone, I'll be like, shut up, I'll take a shit on your floor.
So I can get behind that.
I think it's a very powerful threat.
I feel like it's a very feral assertance of dominance when you take a shit on someone's floor.
I mean, I've seen my dog do it and it works with me. So I'm like, knows what's up.
Yeah.
I'm going to people's houses.
It's very powerful, I think. Like the act of it.
I think I'm very good at like trying to
pretend like it's okay.
Fit all together and pretend that I am okay.
I have to say, Belle, that I have to say one of your biggest thing is I know the stuff that you go through, right? My whole life of knowing you, I only seen you like break down twice.
Yeah.
That's there no wonder.
And then when you cry, you're still laughing and ask why.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
So much so that last time when I was in school, people say I fake, you know.
Hey.
Yeah.
But just
so
some
like
people want to happy.
Yes. I know. I find it hard to be sad.
I mean, I think after knowing Belle for so long, I think the two are not mutually exclusive. Wow. Like they both can coexist at the same time. You know, we're not we're not one dimensional, you know? And I guess that's why also we are doing this podcast to showcase that we are multi, you know, we are multifaceted.
Belle takes a social responsibility way above her personal responsibility to be happy. You know what I mean? Like some people rather like,
conserve the energy for themselves.
You can take a shit back on my floor, but I'll just keep on giving food. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Like, I'll clean up your poop for you, you know, after that.
I'm learning now. This year I learned.
Don't take a shit on people's floor.
To love myself more and to know that actually it's pretty cool to be my friend, you know? Why do I have to people please so much?
Wow.
Hey, that's massive.
I know,
if you
right?
know Belle, that's character growth right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. Manifest.
A manifest is also the itinerary that flights use. You have a flight manifest for every
Manifesto is also a political thing.
Yes.
Like it's a declaration of what your company wants to do.
Wow.
So only in our generation, people feel like manifest is to manifest into being things like that.
Yeah.
You know?
But hey, we'll get there.
Our generation will get it right.
I'm manifesting that.
Give us some time.
Miyu, what is your manifestation
shit.
Of messiness?
I think mess manifests itself in many forms.
Damn.
Yeah.
The hell does that mean? Mess manifests itself.
Like I was just buying time to figure out what I was going to say.
Oh shit.
I think like a messy inside manifests outside at some point of time.
Right.
So I like, I'm one of those people who lived in organized chaos. I can be very, very orderly in certain parts of my life. Right. But then other parts you're like, what the F? Do you get robbed? Then I'm like, I think if I got robbed, the robbers don't even know where things are. It's how messy things are sometimes.
That is a statement itself.
But I think one constant that I've had my whole life, and I don't know where it's come from. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't usually get stressed out. So that's why, like, I don't at all.
Real?
I deal very
For
well
real?
With stress.
I think Mingyu is a constant emitter. So like, it's not you build up for stress. It's like when it happens, it comes out straight there. So you don't know. It's like...
He deals with it right away.
No, it's like if someone piss you off here and now, you deal with here and now. Like, what's your problem? Like, you know, or the closest example is, in certain facets, if a client job comes in, you don't like the thing, what the hell is this? And after that, it's done. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So you wear your heart on your sleeve, would you say?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Yes and for no. The stress part, maybe. For the stress part. Yeah.
So I think all of us have mean character syndrome, right? Like a lot of us, especially influencers and creators.
Yeah. Is this a new thing, mean character syndrome?
It's not a new thing. I think it's just a different, it's a different way.
It's basically our ego.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's basically
it's
like, our ego,
we are, we're the center of the universe.
Yeah, we're the center of our universe. Which is not wrong because everyone is the main character of their own lives.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I would really hope so.
Yeah, I would. I mean, no, some people actually don't. Some people
think they're secondary. Being,
a supporting character. Which is admirable, by the way. We'll talk about it in a different episode.
Shit.
But I like just on that topic, the reason why I say that is because I feel sometimes when you have a very strong main character syndrome, failures affect you way more than other people, right? Because you're like, oh my God, this should happen to me. I should be this. I should have this. I should be achieving this. And then when it doesn't happen, you crumble even harder, right? Mm. And I think for me, earlier on, when I realized that there's a lot of things I couldn't control in life, then it gets mixed with like my own anxiety issues, right? I realized that actually, it's okay. That's how I would summarize life. It's okay.
Damn.
Right? Like shit happens to you all the time. I almost died multiple times. And we talked about it in the previous episode.
Damn.
Hey, shout out.
Aeroplanes, man.
I've had shit things happen to me over my life. But then at every point of time, I'm just like, it's okay.
Like literal shit happens as well.
I think one thing that I've been kind of like telling myself is number one is acceptance. Mm. And number two is like everything, there is a gift behind it.
Yes.
No matter how
I'll be hard
messy,
to see though when it's messy. Mm.
Correct.
Hindsight is the teacher.
Yes.
Takes a while.
Or even like self-awareness.
Oh my God.
Right? Oh my God. Everyone's best friend right now. But when you can find that gift, I think it kind of steers you in the right direction.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know?
Definitely does.
It's not easy to find that gift.
Yeah.
It isn't.
Yeah, that's the catch, right? Mm. It's not easy, right? Mm-hmm. Hindsight. How can you go and have hindsight without getting over it first or looking back?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like you can have, I mean, if you have foresight, then everyone wins, right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Damn, messy.
I
honestly think, okay, what are the levels of mess you can deal with if you're going to put it into any of the situations that you just got? Because all of us have tolerance, right? Like for example, I mean, the poor writers, Bella made this like, you know, maybe you can just talk about what the mess you can find in a partner and whether you're okay with their physical mess. Everyone's here like, my life actually, I just want to talk about how my life is.
We're all such pain people. Yeah. Help.
But you know what I mean? Okay. In that perspective, like, what is the levels of mess in your respective stories that you can deal with before it becomes an overwhelming mess?
Like physical mess?
Anything based on your story.
Damn.
Wow, you know? A lot. My threshold is high.
Your threshold is very high.
Very
actually,
high.
Actually, that's higher than mine, I feel.
Very high.
Way higher.
Yeah.
But I think for like in the last few years, I realized that if it disturbs my peace, and then I need to, I need to find the courage to remove this mess.
So you cut now, you don't confront now?
No.
I feel like Amanda confronts.
There are two sides to me.
Yeah.
Oh. There is one side that's been trained from a young age to kind of suppress my feelings.
Okay.
And then, and because of that, there is the other side that has emerged and is like, nah, I ain't gonna take shit from nobody.
It's bitch mode activated.
Yeah.
I like that.
So it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
But okay, I lost my train of thought.
I think for me, it's just I go home and cry.
You go home and cry.
See, this is why we have a podcast.
So we are different, you know? Yeah, this is the opposite. I go home, cry. Then after that, I overthink so much to, hey, should I do this? But I shouldn't do this because I love this person. But after that, it will become like that. But actually, I don't feel good. But if I choose option three, which is cut, then after that, I look like the bad person.
Yeah.
Then how? Then after that, I let it fester for like maybe a year more. Yes.
I guess the question was, are you fight or flight? When things hit the fan.
Mm. I think I've been trained to be a flight person, but innately I might be a fight person.
Your first reflex is fight.
Yeah. Right? I like to fight.
Okay.
Like so the first day of kindergarten, I came home with a black eye.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who?
I came home with a black eye. Yeah, I was
who
6 years
old.
I don't know. I think I punched the girl first and then she punched me back.
Okay, so you'd be like, you should see the girl. She got no teeth.
You think this is it?
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's a story that my father tells people.
To do this,
till today.
He's very proud of it. Is it?
I don't know.
Maybe that's why.
But I've always been a feisty girl. But okay, so I'm. You know, you asked me that question about like tolerance. You ask her that question. Mm. I'm building my tolerance. So I don't I don't want to be that person.
How do you catch yourself when you because I think to learn to build tolerance is self-awareness in itself, right? How do you catch yourself? What happens when you don't feel like, oh my God, I should have been a bit more tolerant here? How do you catch yourself then? What do you do?
The hard way. Mm. So why I'm here doing all this work is because I had to learn it the hard way, right? The repercussion, everything has repercussions. Obviously, I have bit myself too many times, bit people who have loved and cared for me, and it's not a pattern that I want to repeat anymore.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
But also at the same time, what was your question again?
This is a flip side of Amanda.
How do you catch yourself when you want to build tolerance?
Yeah.
What do you do when you catch yourself? And if you don't catch yourself, what triggers the hindsight to be like, oh, I should have been?
So I either suppress it or I really express it like in the fiercest way possible because I just need to let it all out, right? But the self-awareness has helped me understand my body and to read the signs better.
Wow.
When I am angry, I can feel like my heart is burning. I actually feel fire in here and I just want to rip someone.
Damn.
Like, I just want to go at it. But because a lot of it is text, so I'll be like, okay, let's revise this, right?
This is amazing.
So would you say your method of dealing with your messiness is you boil the soup until it starts to bubble, then you deal with it?
Yes.
So you don't have it's not reached a place where like, you know what, before it gets to boiling, let's like figure that out. It's like only when it gets to spilling over, then let's talk about it.
Maybe last year.
Okay, last year. Okay.
I really, really, really started putting in the work after I gave birth, to be honest.
Okay.
And this year, a lot of situations still stress me out, still overwhelm me. I was literally just discussing a bit of work with her earlier, you know, things that I don't understand why, right? But I cannot react in the way that I would like to. Mm-hmm. So I really have to take a step back and be like, okay, let's be, you know,
intentional about dealing with it, right?
So clear-minded, you know, not react out of emotion. Yeah. I'm very emotional.
I think like just basing off like everything we said, right? Okay, managing mess and moving forward. One of the best things that I've learned recently is like mess, okay? And we don't use the word mess in a lot of situations, right? But I'm going to duplicate this into mess so if people can figure it out, whether it be physical mess or it's an emotional mess, confrontational mess, people and whatever mess. Mess delayed is mess amplified. The actual statement was conflict delayed is conflict amplified.
Wow.
What's the word for multiplied? Sorry.
Multiplied.
Conflict delayed is conflict multiplied. Like a mess delayed is mess multiplied. Like it builds and compounds its own stress. Yeah. And that to me has been such an interesting take on how to solve certain things. Because I think we in a very passive culture, we are like, oh, let it settle. I'm a very big believer of like, it's okay, you do you until you hit a road or a roadblock and then we'll talk. Because until then, I always believe that if you're set in your way, you want to make that mess, you make that mess. I'm that friend in the group, right? Where, because very early on, right? I feel like before it's time to confront someone about a mess, they won't believe it's a mess. They'll just do what you do. I'd rather you be buried and smothered in that mess first, then we talk about it. But something that I actively feel like I need to push to, especially now since, you know, there's two little girls running around my house, is mess delayed is mess multiplied. Like conflict delayed is conflict multiplied. Sadness delayed is sadness multiplied. Like if you don't deal with that first snowball effect down the hill, you're going to deal with a snowball that can trample your whole house, right?
It's true.
But yeah, I think that limitations, like I don't know, I relate to that a lot because like, yeah, for me, right, I'm very tolerant in messes. Like if I feel that that's your mess and that's how you do your things, okay, I'll work alongside it. Yeah. Because who am I to know what you're dealing with in that mess, right? Like what if that mess gives you comfort? You know, what if that mess is you dealing with your past or not, right? But personally, right, my limitations of mess is very hard to tell as well because I don't feel stress. Like I realize...
Wow, this is a really weird character trait.
No, it's a really weird thing. No, because
but it's good.
Yeah. I've actually went to take a look at it. I've asked my friends. It's not I'm blatantly saying I don't feel stressed. I don't feel the emotional sting of stress. Meaning that the anxiety, I lack anxiousness in like 99% things in life. Like, I don't have that anxiety.
What a nice way to live.
No, it's not. Because, right, the only way that I feel stress is when it physically comes out.
Oh, you lao sai.
He doesn't lao sai la, Bell.
He does.
Yeah, physical symptoms. Makes sense. Why did you go to that? Why was that the answer?
I feel like that's a real symptom.
Jumbe fan. But no, you're not wrong.
I'm used to your YouTube video and talking to a camera.
You're not wrong.
This is the kind of conversations I have with my friends.
No, but you're not wrong. Like to me, the biggest thing that I don't know how to deal with is because I can take on a lot of stress, but then suddenly my legs start bleeding because eczema break out and I don't know why. You know what I mean? Like it physically comes out. So like, I feel that was quite an interesting question to ask, especially because, you know, you're messy and you mean it. I feel to thrive in this world, you need to be able to handle mess.
Oh yeah.
And especially the element of like not cleaning up now. Because like, you know, what can you deal with versus what you can't deal with?
Yeah.
And then how you like figure that train tracks in the middle, right?
Yeah,
I think that I always envy people who can deal with it now. Like the reflex one. Because I don't know how to do that. Like, I mean, unless it's a client.
But to do it wisely. Not just like lash out.
My fear is like, I don't do it wisely. That's why I don't like, unless it's very, like, okay, my team has definitely seen it. Unless I know very objectively what we're talking about, like if it's a job like, and people give you a stupid brief. Like I objectively know what their brief is and I'm only like criticizing the brief. Yes. But when it comes to people, right, I assume immediately I know nothing about your situation. So I let it pass and I let it pass. But then that's where the whole thing comes like, you know, mess delayed is mess multiplied, right? And that's where I feel, to me, that's the learning experience, this thing.
So would you say like the way you deal with work stress or work mess is very different from like your personal...
Oh yeah, 100%. Because I think in work, we're all bound together by an objective of work.
And you have to be professional, right?
Correct. You have to be professional about it. And there are certain things, it's very easy to measure what you're trying to achieve. And more importantly, it's easy to measure what you mess up, right? And we know that, I say this now, of course, we had a really big joke about it recently. To a certain point, I know you're not messing up because it's your characteristic. It's because it's a skill set. I always assume first, it's your skill set that is delayed. Then sure, it comes into like, are you tardy? Are you not tardy? Then we can objectify it, right? But in work, it's very simple because I don't assume that I need to know which birth order you're in, which Mercury is rising at what point to it affects your work, right? But when it comes to people problems, I feel that, you know, you sponge it in too much first and then you don't establish a trust where you can critique. Then that's where the dealing with the mess comes in, right? Also, usually our episodes are not this serious, but I feel like these ladies love this kind of thing. Yeah, and we're just diving into it right now.
Madness.
She did bring up Lao Sai, so lighten the mood a bit.
Just want to say that's actually regular conversations with Belle, you know? I do get it. I envy the people who can immediately tackle, which is a lot of my friend group in my uni, like because they were all like psychs, right? They can do it there and then. They can do it and not do it out of emotional lashback, but it's like
being objective.
Like, this clinical also.
Yeah. Because like, it's very hard. You are dealing with two emotions in that situation, right? Because even if you can deal with it like neutrally, the rebutting won't be that.
Yeah, it's very hard to predict what the other person
will do. Yeah, I suffer with that as well. Because if you are charged up emotionally in that moment, every standard or logic is different in certain senses. But yeah, I think for me, the mess dealing, I can deal with a lot of mess. Like I'm very okay with, I mean, we grew up in the same room together, for example. You can imagine two boys living in one room, what kind of mess they can become, right? Mm. Sometimes I forget that we have clothes under the bed kind of mess, you know? It's mad. My mother will come in and like, I did not raise pigs, basically, right? And now, with family and everything, I think we slowly expand our tolerances of mess until it becomes too much. Wow. So to watch their podcast, Messy and Minute, maybe there should be a mess check every episode, at the end.
Like, what's the mess that's been going on in your life?
How about this? Whoa. Let's end the episode with how you would end a messy podcast.
Okay.
What should we do now?
What's the mess that you're currently dealing with?
Wow. I like that.
So everyone listening in, what's a mess that you're currently dealing with? For me, it would be, I won't call it a mess, lah. I call it a thing. I'm dealing with trying to get my in-laws to properly move closer to KL. And they're Malaccan. So the intricacies that you need to balance is like, number one, old people don't like to move, right? Because there's a sense of familiarity and all that kind of thing. And also, it's not my battle to fight because you got to respect my wife and everything. So, but that is the intricacies of a bit of a mess because that family issues, family dynamics, why you don't want to move here, why you want to move here. I'm too old. I'm not too old. I can't drive. Yeah, that is something that I think currently that is the, not a mess, but is the dealing with learning another family's dynamics, like really learning it beyond your husband or beyond your wife. I feel like that's a very interesting learning curve. What about you?
Oh my God, I was so intently listening that I completely forgot my mess. Okay, can you go first? Now I have to think about
my
mess.
Okay, I can go. Mine is your sleep cycle.
Your sleep cycle.
It's so bad, you know. So I think there's this term, they call it revenge bedtime procrastination.
I have that. I actually know what you're talking about.
Dude, TikTok is so bad.
Vivian is there. She's addicted.
Because you want to pay back for the time that I couldn't have in the day.
I deserve to laugh now.
I deserve to do nothing.
To scroll.
Yeah.
And then it becomes 2.5 hours. Mm.
Right. Okay, lah. Yeah, she does that as well. My body got a coping mechanism.
Vivian does that when she wakes up in the middle of the night and then she just continues and then she goes back
to sleep. You're the kind that close your eyes.
Sorry, am I just outing you? We'll do another episode.
We all see you online.
Name and shame.
It's okay. We all see your status last seen a few minutes ago. It's okay.
So many stories.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so that's where you're at right now?
Yeah.
What are you doing to deal with it?
Still working on it. Okay. I told myself that I don't need so much sleep. It's okay. But no, I realized that now, correct.
When you build it up though, when you put it together, oh my God. Why does everything be like chicken?
You have the sleep debt thing and then there's revenge sleeping and it's a whole thing.
It just evolves.
So we don't have you just tell the mess and then there's no like.
No, how you deal? She's still dealing with it.
I'm still learning.
What are you doing to deal with it?
Yeah.
How are you learning to deal with
it? I'm this close to deleting my app.
Okay, don't do that.
No, because
I don't think removal is the solution.
Because when you bring it to one day, you install it back again, then it's like back.
Correct.
You know?
Then I switch to Netflix. Then that is two episodes.
Yeah, you see, you have to delete Netflix or so. Then it's like, where does the cycle stop?
So it's like to make it less accessible.
Okay.
Like, I can only watch Netflix on my laptop.
How about just leaving your phone away from your bed?
Yeah, correct. Like, put it at like your makeup dresser.
Your drawer. But in Singapore,
you
quite small.
Reach it. But then it also helps you wake up because you have to wake up, get up to turn off the alarm.
Outside the room.
See?
Cannot take no alarm.
No, can hear my alarm. Very, very loud one.
I see.
But it's also enjoyable, you know, at the end of the day.
I mean, usually things that are bad for you are quite enjoyable. That's the blanket statement.
No, I really. I think everyone likes the revenge scrolling at night. It's your me time. It's today's version of let me be by myself.
Even at the other side, just like doing this. You know?
I love it.
I love it.
So, okay, should we all hold you accountable to...
Yeah, we'll check with
you next week. Yes. That means, I want six hours.
Do you want accountability or not?
Yeah, I need.
That means we message you at 12 and if we reply...
Amanda will F you up, man. For reals.
She'll be like, why are you not asleep yet?
We got
a recording tomorrow.
She black-eye you in the middle of the night. Yeah. Just bam, bam. Like that. Two eyes.
So tonight I'm staying at her place, right? Yeah, so she'll open the door at 12. Are you asleep?
A baby cam in the room.
I have a lot of baby cams.
Lollipop her. Oh my God.
I have a lot of baby cams.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You can take.
We can arrange yet. And also my phone. I can give you guys a live feed.
Oh, I'm ready.
Live feed.
Yeah. Invite us all. We'll collab the live stream. And then you just open the door and see what she's doing, okay?
Oh my God.
You can see whether I'm frowning.
Also. Yeah,
I'm so worried for that one.
Mio, what's your dealing with mess?
I think I'm in a stage where I feel like I need to get a lot of work and plans that I have and I want to achieve and do, but it doesn't feel like it's mapped out properly, and I don't like that. I think because we're working with the team at large now, it's you have these lofty ideas of things that you want to do and achieve, goals and objectives, but then to put it down into what it looks like day to day. Sometimes it's very scary. And I've been putting that off for a while. So like, you know, you want to do this, you want to do that. What are you doing in the everyday to get there, right? I will do small tasks here and there, but nothing actually sees me sit down and like map it out completely. And I think that's a process that I hate doing that. But when I do it, it doesn't stop. So that's why I'm also like, oh my God, I need to. I think that's my mess right now. It's actually just a mess that needs to be put in order. So that's where I'm at.
it's like sounds the, like a nice
mess. It's like a, no, but it's like also a perceived mess. You get what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I think everyone wants to know what the future holds.
But I'm also a procrastinator. Okay. Like, I'm a massive procrastinator. And like my senses sharpen when it gets close to the deadline.
Same,
and
same,
then,
same, psh, same.
Oh, I just laser
I work in. Best under stress.
Yeah, yeah, I do as well. Give me a deadline. Give me a deadline, timeline. If not, I will never do anything.
Yeah,
but so, when it happens, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think I so it's technically, it's a situational stress and mess. Because in situations that demand that you figure it out, you figure it out. But if you know that you have leeway to the stress and mess, you're okay with it.
Yeah. No, I think, I mean, that's the good and bad thing about being a leader or a manager, right? Like you have smaller things that can be done by you and other people. And sometimes I'll just put it on, I'll take it on because I don't want to do the things that I need to actually be doing that other people can't be doing. That's the kind of stuff that I'm putting my plate with at the moment.
We'll do a leader and building company things today one day.
Yeah.
But Amanda, what do you think your immediate mess is that you're dealing with right now? And you want to get over.
It's still a leftover from what I was talking about just now. I think I'm still reeling over the fact that my helper ran away.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of instability in my household, which is very unsettling. Yeah.
Mm.
So our new nanny actually just arrived yesterday, but I've been in and out of the country for work, right?
So you've not really like...
I have not. Correct. I've not had the time to orientate her. I've not had the time to really see how she functions, you know, her attitude. And everything, which is very unsettling because she's helping me take care of my baby.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
course.
I would like to get to know her better. So, I mean, I don't have a solution. I don't have a short-term solution. I guess right now is just really trusting the process, accepting it for what it is. And just taking it day by day and not freaking out. And like, you know, going to my husband and be like, what's happening, you know? Like, let's not do that.
Yeah, it's like John has a better answer at that point, right?
Yeah,
no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
I also don't know.
Then even more stressed out. Why you don't know?
Yeah, you know.
Then so just take a shit in each other's floors.
Oh, sorry. It's not just dealing with the mess, but it's also dealing with how I deal with the mess. If that makes sense.
That's a big one. Yeah. That's the big one.
Yeah.
I feel like if, I don't know, like both sides of the coins, some people need to learn to deal with the mess. The initiative, active step of it. Some people need to learn to step back and indeed over-dealing with it. Mm. But hey, I hope you guys all dealt with this episode well.
What an episode.
This one you really need to sit down. At some point, if by this point you're still standing up, I question how you're listening to this.
Yeah.
You could have gone to Malacca and come back at this point. All the best, guys. It's 2024 and the third month is already done. Wait, so
you done did it, fool.
You got three more quarters to figure it out. And if you haven't, there's always Messy and We Mean It to tune in to. Thanks for joining us, girls.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, ladies.
Yeah. And for everyone else, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Go Fat Choy.
Chia.
Go Hey Fat Choy.
Oi, sit down.